Well, I'm here at the New Vic Theatre in Newcastle under Lyme for the second time this week. On Tuesday, I watched a great play called A Leap in the Dark, which is about the first ever radio play. And today, I'm with two of the actors, Suzanne Armett. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Thanks for coming.
And also Perry Moore.
Hello.
I do feel that I know you both. You've both acted at the New Vic before, and you obviously enjoyed performing here. Now, what's it like here at the New Vic?
It's a big family, from the amazing volunteers to the catering to marketing to the actors to the technicians. It's just a very, very cohesive way of working backstage, on stage, front of house. It's brilliant.
And I suppose you feel the same, Perry?
I feel exactly the same, yeah. I remember coming to this building when I was a teenager. One of the first shows I saw was here, and I remember falling in love with the place. And then very serendipitously, my first theatre job was here when I finished drama school.
Right.
I'd never planned that, and I ended up coming back here, and it's a really special theatre. It's like a family. Everyone is integrated backstage. There's a huge community vibe here as well. I love going and sitting in the cafe at lunch, and lots of people feel like they own this space, and quite rightly.
Suzanne, you were in Marvis, of course, recently. You were Neil's mum. That was a lovely part.
It's one of my favourites. It's a real gift of a part. I felt really privileged, actually, to play Mary Baldwin, because she's so well known in the community. So to be invited by the theatre and Neil himself to build that role and portray that role, it's a very big privilege.
Oh, you were brilliant.
And Perry, you were in Tom, Dick and Harry, which was a great play.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a real special one. It's similar to this one in the sense that it was quite an historical piece, but also, like this one, we found the humour in it as well.
Suzanne, how does this compare to Marvellous?
I think it's like a big culmination of all the things I've learned at this theatre. I learned how to play here and be inventive and really find the story with the other actors and the team, and also always tell the truth of the story, to always be rigorous about being truthful with what we're doing. And I think we found that in Marvellous. It was very playful and inventive, but at the heart was about a mother and a son and these learning difficulties. I think we've done the same with this. We've found all the playfulness, but at the heart of it is this love of drama, of telling stories in all their possible forms.
In A Leap in the Dark, Suzanne, you play May Playfair. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about her.
Oh, she's one of my favourites. Oh, honestly, I wake up every day and I can't wait to put on her costume. She's brilliant. She was born in 1870, I think, and grew up in India. Her dad was in the Imperial Indian Police. And then she met Nigel. This is true fact. She's a real person. She met Nigel in London. They were both doing a play, a comedy, I think. But there's not very much historically documented about her other than that. So myself and Andy Pollard, who plays Nigel, sat by a sunny window one morning and just combed through Nigel Playfair's history and found how him and May could have come together and their roles together, and they're a real partnership. And we saw that Nigel in real life toured with an amateur dramatics company, and we wondered if he could have gone to India and met May there, and she was already herself possibly performing. We're sort of making these things up, kind of laced in with truth, and we wanted very much from the beginning for them to be equals and to be kind of turned on by each other, because they both like risk, they both like the new, they both like novelty. But at this point, when you meet May in the story, she's actually more of a producer than an actor. So yeah, that's her in a nutshell.
No, that's so interesting. Wow. And Perry, you of course are Cedric Maud from the BBC. What's your character like?
He's a complicated character. He wasn't a real-life character, so Cedric's kind of an amalgamation of all the good qualities and bad qualities of producers at the time. I'm really enjoying playing him because he's very three-dimensional. I would say at his heart, his good qualities are that he is incredibly passionate about the arts and wanting to move plays into radio. He cares so deeply about that. But at the same time, he is from a time where all of the elite people were kind of in the top jobs within these corporations. And he also carries the mentality of the time, unfortunately, of not necessarily being kind to women or anyone beneath him. And the best thing that happens to him in this play is meeting Grace, because she kind of brings the best out of him. She's far more adept at knowing what art works and what doesn't, what directors are in vogue and what writers are in vogue. So together they become this amazing team, really, this producing team of putting together this first radio company.
Perry, you have actually taken part in a BBC radio play.
I have, yeah. Oh, wow, that was a long time ago. That was in 2014, I think. BBC Radio 4 did a four-year series called Homefront, which charted the entire 4 years of the First World War. So it was a bit of a baptism of fire, really. A very extensive audition there where I had to pretend to be eating and doing my own Foley and stuff like that and running around the studio space and getting used to talking to a microphone. But unfortunately, because we were playing true characters, true real-life people, my character only lasted one episode because he went out there and he didn't come back, like so many. So I didn't get to continue the journey there. But I'd love to do some more.
Back to A Leap in the Dark. How have you found the audiences here at the New Vic, Suzanne?
Oh, they are the best.
They really are.
I'm not biased, honestly. They are just exceptional. They give you so much and they inform you so much. I always find here, when I haven't figured things out in rehearsals, the audience tell me the answers. They give me sometimes the technical, sometimes the nuance or the character. And I came off stage on Tuesday and we met in the drum, didn't we? And yep. we were shattered. And I said to Perry, I feel like I've given all of myself.
Yeah.
And your answer was, it's because of how much the audience were giving us.
Yeah.
So we had to match them. And that is staple here. They're exceptional.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
They've been so responsive. More than I thought, really. Because the trouble with doing any comedy is that after 3 weeks rehearsal, you don't find anything funny anymore.
The room is so silent.
And you kind of forget what you've made. And then suddenly you put it in front of the community here and they've just been roaring. We've had to pause multiple times, especially during the big Act 2 radio scene where we finally record this thing. It's very farcical and they've been going insane, which is lovely, really lovely.
And there is a lot of chemistry on stage. You're obviously all really enjoying it as much as the audience are. What is your favourite part in the play?
Oh, there's so many good bits. So many good bits. But I think it has got to be the radio show itself, which is mad because it was the bane of my life during rehearsals.
We didn't want to do it anymore. No. We're like, I can't do it anymore.
Literally, I mean, it was a long rehearsal process. It was about 4 weeks altogether. And literally every day we would come back to this recording scene because it's so big and so complicated and everyone is doing so many different things. But yeah, it's just a glorious scene to do. And for me, it sums up the first time you run any show after rehearsals and you do that first dress run and it's chaotic and people are dropping lines and you're helping them and things are going wrong. And by the end of it, you just go, oh my God, we've made this thing. It's lovely to be able to show that feeling on stage.
Is that your favourite part as well, Suzanne?
I love it. I really, genuinely, absolutely love it. But I also, what I've found with this process is how much I enjoy watching everyone else's scenes. Everyone is so natural, even though it's heightened. I feel the story coming to me rather than me having to reach for it or it being pushed in my face. I genuinely enjoy watching everyone else and I listen every night as well because you're informed, aren't you, by the way it's told and then you come on stage and meet that story. So yeah, I do love the radio show as well, but there has been something particular about really enjoying everybody else's work on the show.
This has been a really special cast. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah.
There are some companies where you just go, okay, not only is everyone a lovely human being, but they are so incredibly talented, each and every one. Yeah. Every night I go on stage and I think, I've got to up my game for the sake of this company. It's a real special one.
Yeah, thanks.
And you both have very impressive credits. So quickly off the top of your head, I'll come to each. What's the best thing you've ever done?
So hard. That's so mean. If I could focus it down to the Vic, I'd say there's been a trio. The work on those three plays has informed everything I do outside of being here. Mm-hmm. It started with 80 Days because I met Andy on that show and Mike Hugo and they just taught me so much. It was incredible. And then coming back for Marvelous was so special because it was so rooted in the community here. And now this. I feel like they taught me ensemble play more than anything else I've experienced in my life. And last autumn, I did my first slightly more chunky role on telly for a Channel 4 series. And I loved it because it was exactly the same feeling. The director had cast an ensemble, from the camera crew to the catering to the actors. Everyone brought their A game. So it was that really gorgeous feeling that I get here, that you are pumped by everybody else and they are pumped by you. So I hope that's okay to say four things.
Well, I'll let you get away with that this time. Perry.
Almost identical answer to Sue, really. I think everything here has been special. And saying to Teresa Heskins the other night, she came up to me and congratulated me on the show and this role. And she said, I'd not seen you do a role like this before. And I said, to be honest, that I don't think I could have done this role had I not done the previous 10 years of shows that I've been lucky enough to do here. We've both learned so much working here. Yeah, if I had to pick any jobs outside, I did a Sky show called Brassic,
which was
very silly programme set up north about a bunch of reprobates. That had a very theatre feeling to it. It was very silly, but also we did a show called Pride and Prejudice together, yeah. Didn't we? And that was a very special one as well. I've always...
The first time I met Perry was here, his very first job out of drama school. Which, is it your 10-year anniversary of working?
I think it's my 10-year anniversary of working here.
Happy anniversary.
Will we be seeing you back here again?
Don't know.
No idea.
So nothing planned, but fingers crossed.
We'll certainly come back and support everybody else's work.
Absolutely. Always happy to come and watch shows here and always happy to do shows here.
Always.
Well, Suzanne and Perry, thank you both for talking to me today and enjoy the rest of the run.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So A Leap in the Dark, it's at the New Vic until the 2nd of March. It's a feel-good play full of humour, full of fun, something to cheer you up in this cold, dismal weather. So for more information or to book tickets, newvictheatre.org.uk.